Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
I didn't know hanging out with you was making me smarter.
Full disclosure, Morty, it's not. Temporary super intelligence is just a side effect of the mega seeds dissolving in your rectal cavity.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And once those seeds wear off, you're going to lose most of your motor skills, and you're also going to lose a significant amount of brain functionality for 72 hours, Morty. Starting right about now.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk is brought to you by Pub Beer, the official beer of Cheap Fun.
Don't get me wrong, I like the tatted up whore too.
The hottest spot north of Milwaukee.
We love
it. What's that like?
Finally, but not last.
I'm asking where the white power rankings go.
I know that I'll probably have to join a white supremacist gang.
I just have always preferred the white.
Could you mix in a black?
The color white to me just always works.
Bye.
Hello.
Hi.
Someone mentions Ted Cruz as a punchable face.
Yeah, I could see that.
Very good one.
Keith Olbermann.
Punchable face.
Definitely punchable face. Very smug.
Dave Portnoy?
Oh, yeah.
Punchable face?
100%. I also find Don Lemon to have a very punchable face as well.
What's he doing now? That
I don't know.
Bastard.
But I wouldn't mind socking him one. So you got to be careful because, like, there's the difference between, like, punchable and then, like, it can't be too
but
soft of a face.
Dead.
That's like the J.D. Vance thing. Like, you can't. He looks.
I don't think it's a punchable face.
It's not punchable. It's too. It's like.
It's too basic. Like, it's just like,
yeah.
There's no standout features.
Exactly. It's soft faces are hard to punch. Because then you're just like, you know, whatever.
I don't know. Maybe it's just because he bugs me. And his freedom seeds.
Why would he bug you?
There's a difference between.
I don't know. He likes couches too much. There's the whole thing.
His freedom seeds.
Yeah. See, I think there's a difference between bugging and punching.
Yeah. Totally.
I don't know. It's made
annoying
me
face?
Dislike his face.
What other types of face are there? My face, your face.
Well, I always find that, like, there's, I'm always jealous of a very manly face. Like, when you get, like, Jeff Bridges to me.
Yeah, with, like, the chiseled jaw.
Well, yeah, like, it's just, there's something to that. Especially as you get a little older. Guys that age and get better looking, I'm very jealous of. Like wise face, like wise wisdom, lived a good life face. The most interesting man in the world is the guy that started this. Like, you just look at that guy and he looks like the most interesting guy in the world. And so I have that's always one that gets me. Whereas you age a little bit and it's still like a rugged handsome, but it looks like there's wisdom behind it. Some lines in there.
I think you're talking about, it's possible you're talking about pores. because I had a friend in college named Sally.
Yeah.
And she was attracted to pores.
Huh.
And she would, and I was always like kind of confused by that. I'm like, what do you mean? It's like a man's got to have really good pores. I'm like, what does that mean? But I think I figured it out.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's kind of like what you just described. It's a bit like Sam Elliott.
Yes.
You know, there's some tan.
Yes.
Rugged, leathery, manly type.
Yes.
She described it as poor.
Yeah, it's like, it's kind of the reason why, like, the Marlboro Man for a while before the whole death thing was viewed as an iconic figure. And that's different than the masculine because, like, what you're talking about is, like, the Henry Cavill guy. Like, the dude that's Superman. Like, that guy's jaw is made of granite. Like, that's a whole other, like, whoa. Like, that's like you should be like a Navy SEAL when you have that sort of face.
I see him here.
Or, like, I think of...
That is one hell of a jaw.
That's a hell of a jaw, right? Like, that guy should be reading, like, the evening news to you. And, like, he talks like this, and it's Chet, you betcha.
Alan and Braden.
I have a powerful jawline.
Great to be here, Alan and Braden.
Wing in a barrel.
Love the show.
But, yes, as someone said, the pores or as... Sam Elliott has great old man wisdom face. And I am envious of old man wisdom face. And then you have, like, handsome baby face, where you're like, oh, my God. That dude, like Timothy Chalamet, well, right now. What do they call that? There's the
well, that was always Leo DiCaprio.
Yes,
I mean
yes.
He's old now, but yeah. He had that.
Yeah, it's like it's, and the women just that may be the best face. Like the women will eat that up more than anything else. Just the, I don't know. It's the almost wholesome, but there's a little something behind it. The cute little guy face, women. They can't get enough of that.
He's one of the rare like guys that have that face and that is young and famous, but still has a high approval rating with dudes.
Yeah.
Dudes like Timothy Chalamet. Most of the time, really? That's like Justin Bieber. Yeah. Dudes don't like Justin Bieber.
Well, because they're jealous because Biebs? They're like, yeah, because they'll be like,
Biebs come around.
I'm okay with the Biebs.
You'll get a guy and he sees that and he's like, that dude looks like a candy ass. But all the girls like him and they get all pissy. I got a buddy of mine who's bitter at this because. You'll get like a Portland, it'll be like a Portland line cook, but he looks like that. And he dresses real hipster-like, and the dude's just swimming in skush. And he's like, how? And I'm like, look at that guy's face. He's a cute little guy, and the women can't get enough of it. Pete Davidson has a little bit of that. Like, Pete Davidson kind of looks like all kind of strung out, but he's very boyish looking, and it's kind of like the angular face, and women love it.
Right, but people, like, guys, dudes don't hate Pete Davidson. Dudes, like, when I was, like, growing up, dudes hated Justin Bieber. Zac Efron had this before he messed up his face. But, like, Timothy Chalamet, guys like Timothy Chalamet. He's got a high approval rating.
Why is that? Like, I don't...
He knows ball. He seems like a pretty average dude. He's a big sports fan.
He knows ball.
He does. He's a certified ball knower,
man. He knows ball. Yeah, he goes on, like, college game day and does, like, the pick and stuff.
Well, I always see him wearing weird outfits, like Harry Styles. Yeah. He's trying to be Harry Styles.
And Harry Styles sucks.
No one. Whoa.
See, this goes...
Slow down.
This goes back to the jealousy thing of Harry Styles.
Harry Styles is not the
Harry
man.
Styles greater than Timothy Chalamet.
Yes. Disagree. Yeah.
He is.
No way. Is. Timothy Chalamet is, like, this generation's Leo. Harry Styles is just some pop star.
Boy, you couldn't be more wrong about
There's
that.
There's the jealousy thing.
Probably a little bit. But
see, for big dudes don't like Harry Styles. Like Will, that's the that, and that's maybe the beauty of the Chalamet thing is, so for big goons, they hate all of the little cute guys, but somehow Chalamet has transcended that.
Leo did this too. Like Leo was a good-looking dude, but
DiCaprio?
Dudes like Leo. Yeah. His age. Chalamet is the same thing.
We've talked about this, but my kicker at BYU went on to be a model, and he married a Playboy playmate. And nothing drove football players more insane. You know, you'd get some jacked linebacker, right? And we'd go out, and all the ladies wanted Owen Pochman. You look him up. He had a Chalamet-esque look about him, and he was little. But he just kind of had a punchable face, to be honest with you.
He looks like who was the dude that was married to Jessica Simpson that had the reality show? Nick Lachey. He looks like Nick Lachey.
Yes.
Am I wrong?
No, you're not wrong. And he, dude, that guy got laid so much.
I can see it.
And it would just drive people insane.
Why?
Because like
he's
I said,
good they're looking. Like, no, why would that?
So again, pitcher, you go out and the linebackers and the running backs and the receivers all think that, and the quarterback, all think that the women should go crazy of them because they're built like Greek gods. And then Owen was just like this little like, he's like wearing a puka shell necklace. And he weighs like 135 pounds.
He looks tiny.
He is. He's very small. And when we'd go out to a club or we'd go out to a bar in Salt Lake, I promise you, the best looking girl at the bar always wanted him. And it pissed guys off. And that's the goon factor where people hate guys like Harry Styles. That Harry walks into a bar and he's 5 foot nothing, 100 and nothing, and you're like, I'm a man, you should want me. And they're like, yeah, cool. And then they go home with Harry Styles.
Did you know that Owen Pochman wrote a book titled I'm Just a Kicker?
Oh my God.
But I tell you, he dated Brandi Roderick.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new unrivaled league, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Can I say it again? Wow.
Yeah. Dude, he ran in those circles for a while, and it was like, oh, my God.
Wow.
Yeah, he had a good life. Maybe he still does have a good life. I don't know. I always thought he was a nice guy. But, yeah, he was it invoked a lot of rage when we would go out. The big goon is always bitter of the cute little guy. And the best thing you can do at that point is just wingman him and then hope that you pick up some of the scraps. Like the wake that he kicks off. But even then, it's kind of depressing because sometimes you don't even get that. They're just bitter that they're not with him. And you're like, eh. And then you end up with like a shot putter or something. It's the life of the old lineman.
All right. I've got a Val Kilmer follow-up. I was reading about him today. Mm-hmm. Boy, there's something about him that I did not know.
Oh. Intrigued?
Yeah. I wonder if you know
this.
Is
it good or bad?
It's not good.
Yeah. Well, I mean, well, he was a, how about this? He was a complicated man.
Okay, that's a nice way of putting
it. Well, you know, he just died.
How long do we have to wait before we can
look, he was
him?
A complicated man.
Yeah, okay. We'll get to that next on The Fan.